Here we will explore the true facts about Ted Parrish, CFA. Some say Ted Parrish earned his moniker, Hollywood, because of his numerous appearances on CNBC, Fox Business, and Bloomberg Television. In truth, Ted Parrish is an acclaimed actor who has starred in some of Hollywood's biggest movies. Snakes on a Plane, Hot Tub Time Machine, and... Seriously, we're talking about the same Ted Parrish CFA. I'm pretty sure CFA means Chartered Financial Analyst and not crummy film actor. Nonetheless, that is how Ted Parrish do.
I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, yeah. This is Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
As long as running most respected money show on radio, I'm Teddy. We got the good doctor and we got Jennifer Thomas.
If you have any... questions for us, because we're starting asking you questions, you can email us at
drgene@hensler.com.
They can tweet us, Twitter
Facebook,
us, or whatever it is.
LinkedIn.
You can actually call us at 770-429-9166. And give us a question. We'll be happy to answer them for you. Jennifer.
Yes.
Mervin from Woodstock. How much money do I have to put down on a house?
Well... Most lenders want you to put down 20%.
Okay.
I mean, that's the general rule of thumb, and that's what we recommend for people to do. If you have that available, then you can certainly do that. There are ways if you're a veteran.
Yes, a veteran.
You don't even have to put anything down.
That's
at
limited.
Times.
How big am I? I'm not trying to put you on the spot. How big a mortgage should they get?
I don't know the exact number of the mortgage, but I know that they can even, you know, at times not put anything down
right.
As far as a down payment. If you get an FHA loan, you can also, you know, even maybe sometimes get down as low as putting down 3%.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, one of the things that we look at is if you don't have money saved up, you really need to think about that before you put it down.
If you're going to get the best
mm-hmm.
rates,
mm-hmm.
you need to have 20% down.
Right.
Because if you have less than that, someone's going to charge you some money every month.
It's called mm-hmm. PMI insurance.
PMI insurance.
And you have to pay that. So even in, conventional loans, you can sometimes put down less than 20%. But you may get charged $50 to $65 mm-hmm. per $100,000
yep.
of...
Extra.
Yes, and extra.
And as of January 1st, really it's not tax deductible. PMI
right.
isn't.
PMI is not tax deductible.
As of 1-1-2014.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
So... I mean, that's what you really have to be concerned about. You know, what we recommend is that you put down 20%.
Can you borrow from somebody to put 20% down?
You can, but you have to show it and
you have to explain
yes,
it, right?
Uh-huh.
So maybe if mm-hmm. mom and dad.
Yeah, if your parents, you know, if your parents give you gift you money,
right.
you know, they have to show the gift and that type of
okay,
thing.
Okay, but you can do that. Mm-hmm. And then, you, mm-hmm. okay. Right, so there's ways around if you have less than 20% and you want to buy a home. If you're a veteran, you can get it with very low down mm-hmm. or nothing. You can go FHA.
And sometimes you can even go to the lender and say, instead of charging me, let's say if you're not able to put down 20%, instead of charging me PMI insurance, raise my interest rate a quarter of a point.
Yep. And that would be the smart move now.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
because you get a tax deduction on that.
Right.
Makes a bunch
right.
of sense. All right. Makes sense. Okay. Teddy, Norma and Heath from Kennesaw, we have an investment in Woodward, Inc.,
mm-hmm.
We were wondering if we should hold on to it or opt for a bigger name like Honeywell.
Woodward is a nifty little mid-cap company, Gene.
What do they do?
They operate in control and optimization solutions for turbines, engine systems, and airframe systems for aircraft.
Okay. So that's why we wouldn't have heard them because they're not retail of any kind.
Yeah. We looked at it a while ago. They were operating in the oil fields, and they do that. Now they have some business with the fracking.
Right.
Advent fracking. I mean, they're making some money off of that. Their two largest segments, aerospace and energy, are the lion's share of their business. You know, and currently, I think that they have a good angle on the Boeing business with the big, the 777. And that'll be really good for the company. But here's the rub. It's a small company. The dividend's about 0.7%. 10% earnings growth, which is okay. But it's more expensive than, say, Honeywell. It's at 21 times earnings, which isn't bad, but that's a PEG ratio of almost right at 2.
Right, that's expensive.
Yeah, pretty expensive. Honeywell is much bigger, more diverse, has a lower beta of 1.1 versus 1.4 for Woodward.
Right.
And it's cheaper at 16.5 times earnings, and it's growing a little faster.
So it looks to me all the way around that while Woodward sounds attractive, mm-hmm. it's not near as attractive as a stodgy old Honeywell,
yeah,
in which I have on my wall, and I could dial
the down mm-hmm.
up or down, right? Temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense to me. All right. Percy from Riverdale. I hear a lot about Google, Amazon, Facebook, et cetera, but I barely hear about Yahoo as an investment. Is it not a major player anymore?
I think Yahoo has, they lost a lot of their glamour. I mean, they outsourced their search business to Microsoft, so they have to share those advertising revenue. But I will say this, it's a very recognizable brand. Their Yahoo.com is one of the most visited sites with over 800 million visitors.
Yeah, Yahoo Finance is a great site.
The best finance site. So, I mean, they're trying to figure out a way to monetize that more, and also they're getting into content, which I think is interesting, and it may pan out, Can't just roll them off for being dead right now.
Well, but that biggest, company's been beat up for ages.
It's been killed. And the biggest source of momentum now with them is this Alibaba IPO that they
announced
today.
And they own a bunch of that.
They own 24% of it. Yeah. And that's just that's where the momentum today is coming from. It'll be a huge cash windfall for them, but at 25 times.
And that's basically the Amazon of the East.
Yeah, and, it's a huge web company. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's huge in China. So I think
would you buy Yahoo?
I wouldn't buy it. It's 25 times earnings in it. It's a speculation.
He says, love it, but don't buy it.
It's a speculation based on the Alibaba IPO as well as speculation around surrounding it maybe being taken out, which it almost did get gobbled up by Microsoft a few years back. I think I lost a bet on that or something.
You sure did.
Yeah.
Walt from Dorville, would you explain dollar cost averaging?
Sure. One thing that I will say is that many people out there are dollar cost averaging and may not understand that they are.
And don't know it.
And don't know it. So dollar cost averaging is simply investing the same amount or investing money over periods of time. So instead of taking all your money and putting it in the market at one time, you systematically invest either monthly, quarterly, that. So
if you come into an inheritance, for example,
right,
and someone leaves you $100,000, our recommendation is don't take $100,000 to put in the stock market. Mm-hmm. You would want to take, we would say probably a year, wouldn't we, something like that?
Yeah, usually 12 to 15 months.
Yeah. Why is that an advantage?
So, how do you get the best bang for your buck? What we look at is, say, for example, in the first year, the market is selling at $5 a share, and you invest $500, so you buy 100 shares. The next year, the market drops 50% and is selling at $2.50 per share. So you purchase 200 shares for the same $500.
For the same amount of money.
For the same amount of money. In year three, the market is down to $1 a share. And for the same $500 investment, you get 500 shares. In year four,
now you got to have nervous deal.
Right,
now.
Gotcha, right.
Okay.
In year four, the market comes back up to $2 a share. So a $500 investment buys you 250 shares. Come year five, the market goes back to the original price of $5
so
per share.
So for 5 years, the market has done nothing. It's gone from $5.
Well, from 5 years, you now own 1,150 shares. It's valued at $5,750, but you only invested $2,500.
That's right, and that's why it's dangerous for people to say, well, the market over the last 5 years is the same as it was when I started.
Right.
It doesn't mean you didn't make money.
No. And in this case, you've more than doubled your money in a market that declined 80% from the top and rallied back to a break-even point.
And that's why we say that investing in the stock market is a long-run investment.
Yes.
And one of the things that we do is to stop people from making stupid decisions. Stupid decisions are they only buy when the market is up, and they want to sell when the market is down.
Right. And dollar cost averaging takes the emotion out of it. So you set this up and you automatically invest that same amount each period so that you're continually investing whether the market is up or whether the market is down.
So if you've got a 401k and you're telling them, take 3% of my pay.
Right. You are dollar cost
averaging.
Every time you take that 3% out of your paycheck and they invest it in your allocation, you are dollar cost averaging into the market.
So it's a fancy term for putting it away and forgetting about it.
Correct.
Another one I have for you, Teddy, is ABM Industries. Mark from Marietta. I'm always on the lookout for companies to invest in. Who is it? A contract for ABM Industries Facilities Management came across my desk. So I looked them up. Steady price, decent PE, dividend. So is it a worthy investment? Am I worthy?
This company here, ABM Industries, I mean, it used to be called American Building Maintenance, and that tells all you.
They say clean office buildings?
Yeah, they clean office buildings, janitorial, parking, security, and a bit more complex engineering services. It's basically an outsourcing company. So when the economy's doing bad, this company does well because people are laying off employees and they're outsourcing things like that. And even when the economy's doing well, companies want to be more efficient and get rid of businesses that aren't their core competency. So they'll hire a company like this. I think it's a fine company. You know, steady dividend, 2.4%. Nice coverage on the dividend, beta of 0.95. ROC and ROE over 10%. I mean, it looks pretty good.
I thought when the minute you said they clean office buildings, you were saying that ABM Industries is a fancy, but you think it's a good company.
I think it's a decent company. Yeah, it doesn't meet our financial strength criteria, but I think it has contracts from 1 to 3 years, so they have recurring revenue.
What'd you say the dividend was?
2.4%.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Has that increased over time, or is it?
Yes, it has increased, double digits.
Well, yeah. That looks like something that, yeah, although we can't buy.
And it's an industrial, so it's a safer industrials play. Maybe not a high beta, but, you know, I think it's a safer industrial play that would help you fill out your industrial sector.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a small investment. This is from Fred in Kennesaw. I have a small investment in Total System Services.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading all different info everywhere I turn. Barron says it's undervalued, but the CEO unloaded a ton of his shares.
Yeah.
Yet he filed a legal SEC filing, and that still unnerves me. Should I bail?
Let's address the selling by insiders first.
Yeah.
I mean, that happens. I mean, if you're a CEO of a company, you have all your eggs in one basket.
Right.
When you're allowed to sell some of the shares, you're going to do that. The interesting thing for TSS, I think, is each time these guys, they sold, it was when some of the options were vested. So, I mean, it was natural. If you got some options, and you already own a lot.
Yeah, all of you who work for maybe Coke or Home Depot or anything else and have options, when they mature, you have to ask yourself, do I want to have 100% of my investment in Home Depot? I love it. I work here and everything else. And the answer should be no.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have 10%, more than 10% in any one asset.
Yeah.
And the answer is to sell it. So this guy may think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, but he's got a whole bunch of other options.
Yep.
They're going to come due in the future.
Yeah, I think that this particular question was focused on, is it a signal? Well, if a CEO's buying a lot, that may be a signal. If they're selling a lot, it may be a signal. But in this case, he only sold 7% of his shares. I don't think it's a signal. I think TSS is a fine company. It was spun off from Synovus. It's a Columbus-based company.
Right.
One of the largest processors of credit and debit and private label transactions. And it's a growth business. J.P. Morgan and Bank of America, they were diversifying away from this outsourcing, but it looks like they're coming back into the fold. And this company's business is growing. Their revenues are expected to grow a lot, and their margins are on the way up. So
how's your pricing?
16.5 times earnings, not real expensive.
That's
growing
at
about 13-14%.
This is sort of the same kind of thing as you would view American Express or Bank of America.
The credit risk.
Yes.
Yeah, it's processing. You know, everything's going electronic. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's in a good position.
So it'd be like MasterCard.
Similar.
In that kind of business where as volume picks up, the marginal cost is almost zero.
Yeah.
So you like that kind of leverage.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And as soon as the Obama administration's out, I think it's going to go through the roof, right?
Yeah.
Oh, am I beating a dead horse here today? Maybe so. All right, we're going to take a short break here. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk a little bit about the dollar cost averaging. We're going to talk about Don't Worry About Retirement, some stupid article was written somewhere, and all that kind of stuff. So hold on. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.